For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
This is Richard Cowan of MarijuanaNews.com.
Richard, there's a situation that has developed about a U.S. citizen, Steve Tuck, and his travails with both the Canadian and U.S. authorities. Please tell us about that.
Steve was taken out of a Vancouver hospital emergency room in October, and his friends here were told that he would be taken to a hospital in the U.S. and said he was turned over to the U.S. authorities and spent a week in Washington State jails, mostly drunk tanks, with no medication whatsoever, not even antibiotics. And Steve has had back surgeries, and he was going through incredible pain and morphine withdrawal because they weren't even giving him the prescribed pain relievers, much less cannabis. They released him after normal members bombarded the authorities with email and phone calls, and a very good lawyer in Seattle, Douglas Hyatt, really went to bat for him, and so he was transferred to Humboldt County. Two days ago, they dropped all marijuana charges, basically as sort of a plea bargain. He pled guilty to failure to appear, and the reason he failed to appear is because he was afraid that what did happen to him, and that is that he'd be held without any medications. And so I think that one reason why they dropped all the charges is because basically he had proven that his reason for fleeing was right, but in a plea bargain, you get the least amount of injustice that you can. You don't really get justice, but this was sort of an end to a long injustice. He'd been fighting it for 5 years. But in the meantime, Steve Cubby, who is a very well-known California medical marijuana activist, former Libertarian Party candidate for governor and so on, he has been in Canada trying to get political asylum as a medical marijuana user, and he has a January 12th departure order, which they are going to appeal to get one last shot at that on January 9th. Steve has a very rare form of adrenal cancer, and I really think that he will die if he's locked up in the U.S., I posted Steve Tuck's story on MarijuanaNews.com earlier this week, and I will be posting a press release from the Cubbies later on this afternoon. And it is very frightening to see how in Canada, people think of it as being very liberal, but in fact, that the judges quite often as insensitive to real questions of justice as they are in other countries.
Once again, Richard's website, MarijuanaNews.com. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.